The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
We are glad that you're with us for today's edition of Faith and Retirement. And Jay, could you please introduce today's special guest star?
Yeah, I'm really excited. We've got Mike Skillman, the CEO of Faith Investor Services, joining us today. And FIS, or Faith Investor Services, is dedicated to working with best-in-class investment managers to bring faith-based investment solutions to the market. And I'm excited because Mike is an investment management executive with decades of experience successfully building and leading organizations through a variety of different market environments. I'm excited for Mike to share his personal story and how he has integrated his Christian faith into business leadership. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thanks for being here, my friend. It's great to be on this with you. You've started a great movement here, and just a privilege to be working together with you.
Absolutely.
I love that word movement. You know, one of the things that we talk about every single week is the screening and cleaning of our listeners' investment portfolios. And in case I haven't communicated it clearly, that's at no cost and no obligation. It's one of the special advantages that set you guys far apart from others who advise and manage investments. So where did this screen and clean idea come from?
Well, the screen and clean idea was with our screening partner Evaluator. And the idea originated really from our core mission at Faith Investor Services, which is, of course, to align faith-based values with investment strategies. And I'm really most often struck by the number of people that tell us they had no idea it was possible to invest in a way that aligns with their faith. And I really think our number one job at FIS is trying to help people by asking the right questions and listening. And when we see that they have that opportunity to learn that it's possible to align their investments with their faith, this is a great tool to show them, did you have any idea that you were supporting things like abortion, adult entertainment, gambling with the funds or individual stock holdings you have in the portfolio? And most people are frankly shocked that they were supporting that. They may own index funds or very broadly diverse portfolios, and they really lost sight of the mission and things that these companies support. And through that process, we really can show them there is a better way to, you know, number one, have clean stocks that align with biblical principles, yet have all the fundamental attributes about meeting their investment goals.
Very good. We are talking to Jay Peroni, and we're also talking to Mike Skillman. Maybe you thought that Jay was a free agent, independent individual, and he's very accessible, but he's part of a bigger team. And you could learn about them at faithandretirement.com. You can give Jay a call anytime at 800-270-7310. So what makes Faith Investor Services, by its very nature, different from other financial companies?
Well, Tom, the whole idea about founding Faith Investor Services is that we wanted to transform the landscape of faith-based investing. And to do that, we wanted to build a platform where, number one, we could partner with best-in-class faith-based money managers to launch accessible portfolios in the form of exchange-traded funds for use themselves or with their financial advisors. And that was really the first step. And what set us apart is that we now have branched out into offering direct wealth management advice through the partnership with Jay and building out that side of our business. So we now offer broad financial planning capabilities so that we can help clients integrate their entire financial picture in a way that does align with their faith-based approach, not just simply offering ETFs.
Very good. Jay, I was going to ask you too, do you have any thoughts on this? I mean, what makes Faith Investor Services special to you?
To me, it's really, you know, putting faith at the center of someone's finances. And that's really what it is, because the Bible talks more about money than any other subject. And when I'm talking to folks, you know, one of their greatest concerns, at least for a lot of Christians, is the issue of abortion and, you know, the evil that Planned Parenthood is doing. And a lot of our clients are not aware. They certainly wouldn't give money. They wouldn't write a check to support Planned Parenthood. They wouldn't buy T-shirts from Planned Parenthood. And they certainly wouldn't work at Planned Parenthood if that's something that's important to them. Yet many people are sending their money to these mutual fund companies, and they're supporting some of the biggest companies that are giving millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood, and they're creating abortion drugs and performing abortions. And that really is a misalignment. So I'm really passionate about just educating people. What's in your portfolio? Do you realize that you're supporting the very same things that we're trying to fight against? And we want to brighten the kingdom. We want to enhance the kingdom. And that's really what's exciting about Faith Investor Services. We lead with faith, Faith Investor Services. And we help people to not only look at where they're investing, but to do good with that money and also help them reach their goals in the process so they have more, so they can give more to kingdom purposes, to missions, to ministries across the nation and across the world. And that's really an exciting part of working with Mike and our team at Faith Investor Services.
Don't forget to download your free book. It is available for you right now, today, while you're thinking about it, at faithandretirement.com and by calling Jay at 800-270-7310. That's also a way to do it. And with us today is Mike Skillman. Mike, tell our listeners a little bit about your background.
Sure, Tom. My background was been entirely in the secular institutional investment management business before I founded Faith Investor Services. My old firm, Cadence Capital, which was based in Boston, catered to the needs of largely large corporations and their pension funds, university endowments, charitable foundations, public institutions. We also managed mutual funds over the years and also launched a exchange-traded fund platform as part of that business. So everything I did was all about generating returns for very large clients, professional investment. And I think that really suited me to launch FIS, to bring that level of professionalism to the faith-based investment world. And that's one of the reasons I was really excited to get involved. There's been a number of entrants into this space, and I think the professionalization of this space has really made it much more attractive for clients. We are all about aligning portfolios and a client's total portfolio, as Jay mentioned, with their faith, but we do also have to meet their financial goals. And so one of the things we like to say at Faith Investor Services is that we perform in a faithful manner. Hmm. And so that's really, I think, the blending of my background from a personal standpoint, along with my personal faith. I really felt like it was a great time in life to bring both of those things together to do something I feel very passionate about and work with a great team of like believers to expand the kingdom.
That's great. This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. There are roughly 2,000 Bible verses that mention money, and Jesus is very clear about this. His teachings are about possessions, giving, wealth, and our attitudes regarding greed and envy. And that's something we consider as we bring this program to you each week. We want to thank you for listening. I'm going to open this up to either one of you guys. People often start to see their need for professional wisdom in their investments when they have money in motion in their lives. What is money in motion?
Yeah, for me, money in motion is when people are trying to make major financial decisions. And you often see this when someone's getting ready to retire and they want to incorporate their faith into that, but they also want to make sure they don't run out of money. And there's really that big life change. Or maybe someone's going through a family change. They've had a death in the family and they have an inheritance. Or maybe they got divorced, or maybe they're getting married and they're commingling two lives into one here. And other things, maybe they're selling a business or trying to launch a new career and they've got an old 401k. That's what we call money in motion, money where you've got to make a major decision. And often people are looking for advisors they can trust. And I always say, when you get married, you want to be equally yoked. And it's the same with your financial advisor. I've often seen people hire a financial advisor. They may be Christians. They may be good people they go to church with, but they don't incorporate that into their financial advice. They're good Christians, but they're really not giving good Christian financial advice. And that's really where we're different. We put that at the center of what we do. We create biblically based financial plans and also biblically based investment plans. And that's a lot different. So when you're going through these life changes, you've got to find someone that lines up with your faith. And that's what we specialize in.
Very good. It's fun to do this radio show, the three of us. Mike, you're a resident of Texas now, formerly from California. I'm currently in the San Diego area, and Jay's in Tennessee. And we've said a lot of times that Jay and his team can serve people wherever they are within the sound of our voices in all 50 states. Here in California, you're not really required to have any degrees or special qualifications to put up your shingle, open an office, and call yourself an investment advisor, believe it or not. Michael, what qualifications should our listeners really be looking for when getting wisdom as they prepare for retirement?
Yeah, it would be helpful if there was a detailed set of criteria that everyone had to pass so investors could feel confident that anyone they talked to had a reasonable level of experience. But I think it really is not hard now with resources on the internet to dig in. Mm-hmm. First of all, you can look at an advisor's background to see what kind of firms they've been involved with, how long they've been in the industry. There's certainly qualifications like Jay being a certified financial planner that is a very rigorous program that covers all the aspects of an individual's financial plan and how to successfully build that. There's designations like the Chartered Financial Analyst, the CFA, that are also very much focused on investments that can speak to someone's credibility. But I think you really have to do your research. Where someone went to school, not always indicative of how competent they are, but I think looking at the time in the industry and the collection of all those variables will help you feel comfortable. And you just have to sit down with them face to face to really learn their heart. You know, is it someone you can get along with? Jay mentioned earlier, you are going to be yoked like a marriage in many ways. So you have to get along with them. You have to trust them. You know, you have to agree, especially in the area that we operate in, that you share the same set of biblical values. That doesn't mean every client we serve is a Christian. They may just like that approach. But I do think from the client's perspective, it's important that they can trust the advisor and get along with them so that they can communicate and ultimately listen to the advice that's being proposed to them. Because if you're going to spend that time and money and not feel confident to listen to the advice, then you're really never going to be confident in your financial decisions.
This is Faith in Retirement, and you really do want your actions to match your words, don't you? Well, then here's your invitation to call us for your free portfolio screen and find out whether the companies you're investing in now match your faith and values and honor God, or if they don't. The number is 800-270-7310. I've told you in a previous program that our existing longtime finances, when we joined up with Jay, they were 81% dirty, and we got that fixed. And you can do the same. 800-270-7310. There's no obligation. Ask for your free portfolio screen. We're going to take a quick break. Be back with more with Mike and Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Many times people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries, or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services. Get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith, by our fiduciary and CFP friend Jay Peroni. You can get your free download right now. So, gentlemen, what should people know about the FIS Christian Stock Fund, probably better known by the stock symbol PRAY?
The FIS Christian Stock Fund, PRAY, as you mentioned, was our second fund that we launched at FIS. And we set out to offer an evergreen fund that investors could feel very confident they were getting representation across a broad spectrum of the stock market, whether that's by size of company or even geographic region. It invests in companies across the globe where appropriate. But the most important thing for our audience is that not only can they rest well knowing that they're seeking the returns to meet their financial goals, but that this fund is avoiding companies when screened for ethical considerations and biblical principles. We're going to avoid investing in companies involved directly with abortion, for example, or embryonic stem cell research that is related to abortion. Other biblical principles would involve gambling, adult entertainment, weapons of mass destruction. For example, we don't invest in defense manufacturers that produce nuclear weapons or landmines. Again, these are weapons of more indiscriminate mass destruction. Alcohol is another category that we would screen out of the portfolio. So one convenient portfolio that can be bought on an exchange, either directly or through your financial advisor, we've packaged that fund. And boy, what a gift that we were able to get the ticker symbol PREY. I'll be honest, Tom, we were extremely surprised that ticker symbol was available. And it really did feel like a divine God moment when it was. And that has really been a conversation starter and a real gift, because it's an opportunity to begin a discussion where perhaps a potential client didn't think there was something to consider with faith-based investing. I know Jay's got a funny story with one of his clients and why he likes seeing it in his portfolio.
Yeah. So I had a client, he just saw it in his portfolio. He's like, I don't know what this PREY thing is, but I want more of it. And it really resonated with him. And I love the ticker symbol PREY, because as Christians, we should be praying more for our country, for Wall Street, you know, trying to get more people to incorporate their faith into their investment portfolios. And I really love it. It's just one word that really resonates with the Christian faith is PREY, because we need to do more of it.
That is fantastic. We're talking to Mike and Jay from FIS. This is Faith and Retirement. Do you assume that the Fed is going to be lowering interest rates this month? And if that were to happen, what should people expect? And if it does change things, are the changes going to be slow or more immediate?
Well, it's kind of crazy, because banks are very slow when the Fed is raising rates to increase their savings deposit rates. They're very slow to do that. However, as soon as the Fed starts mentioning the word rate cuts, all of a sudden you see the banks and financial institutions cutting rates. So right now is actually a great opportunity if you've got money on the sidelines sitting in money markets or savings accounts or CDs that are about to come due, to start looking for other places to invest, because like I said, the banks are going to be very quick to start lowering those rates. So if you had 5% and all of a sudden the Fed cuts rates a quarter or a half a percent and they keep cutting them, we're going to see those money market rates back to 3 or 4% very, very quickly. So now is a great time to assess, okay, where am I financially, and where is inflation, and where are taxes? And that's what we help people with at Faith Investor Services, is creating portfolios that hopefully can outpace inflation and taxes.
Good. I am asking questions on the listeners' behalf of Mike and Jay, but if you have a question that I don't ask, well, here's what you should do. Just send Jay an email. He's very accessible to you, and the email address is the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. And this is your place for biblically responsible investing. Now, I'm guessing that this idea of income for life is one that's going to resonate. It's motivational for our Christian audience. How do you make that a reality?
Yeah, a lot of the income for life that we do is we look at really creating three sources of income for our retirees. As you get ready to take that next chapter of life, the Bible never says anything about retirement, but people certainly retire from a job or a business and they go on to mission work or volunteering or even part-time work. And one of the things that we like to do is create some income for life. And really, we do that by looking at what do they have for Social Security. We help them create private pensions, a lot of times through annuities. And then we have a managed account where we're trying to get ahead of inflation and taxes. That's where our wealth management group will manage money. Most of our clients have $250,000 or above. We work with families that are ready to retire, and that's what we specialize in.
You know, I'm not an investment advisor, but it seems to me that there are financial firms out there promoting themselves that are often very large. They're impersonal. You see their big TV ad campaigns. And you guys are so different, so approachable. Do you have any thoughts on that?
You know, I think one of the reasons that people are gravitated towards working with us is that level of personal service. You mentioned Jay's easily accessible. you know, we want to be available by phone, email, you know, whenever our clients want to have a discussion, you know, we encourage that. We like meeting with clients, talking to them frequently. And I think that really calms a lot of the natural anxiety that comes around finances. I mean, at the end of the day, people seek a financial advisor because they don't feel they have the skills necessary to do it on their own, no more than most people would have the skills to build a house. So we want to make sure that we have that accessibility with clients, which is accomplishing that goal they had at the outset, which was to calm their fears, to give them peace of mind, to give them that reassurance when they're seeking that uncertainty and trying to resolve it.
Mm-hmm. We are talking to Mike Skillman and Jay Peroni from Faith and Investor Services, and this is Faith and Retirement. You know, I'm old enough to remember the flash crash in 1987, which was a very interesting situation, the recession and the market chaos right after 9/11. And here we are in the same week of the year right here, the financial crisis of 2007, 2008. Other world events nobody could foresee. If you guys were to predict, what would you say the likely cause of the next downturn is going to be? And is there anything you can do to help people minimize losses?
I would say a lot of it has to do with the debt crisis that we're seeing here. Just government debt is out of control. We see, all around the world, just debt. And if you look at, you know, kicking the can down the road, eventually these deficits and all that we're seeing is not sustainable. So I think really a lot of that used to be on the consumer and used to be corporate debt. Now it's government debt. So I think at some point, we're going to have some sort of reset. So a lot of what we believe in is asset allocation, having stocks, bonds, commodities, gold and silver, having a very diversified portfolio. That's going to be your best protection and coming up with strategies and solutions to navigate that. The other thing that we believe in is tactical asset management. It's not buy and hold. Our Prey ETF, for example, can get defensive. It can use cash. It can hedge. It can go to defensive sectors. We believe in active management, and that's really a key to surviving some of these up and down markets.
We're just in our final moment or two. So, Mike, what, if anything, has surprised you about the market's performance so far in 2024?
I think the most surprising thing to me is the continued dominance of a handful of stocks that have been driving the market, predominantly technology stocks, names that many of us are familiar with, like Meta, i.e. Facebook and Google and Apple. You know, that concentration is not healthy for the stock market long-term. You know, there could be lots of reasons why those companies are profitable, doing well, but I think that concentration in the hands of so few stocks is not a good sign for the stock market. And the fact that it's continued for so long is a bit surprising. Now, of course, the last few weeks, we've seen some of that start to turn. And I think going back to the conversation on interest rates, long-term, when interest rates come down, that is better for smaller companies, i.e. small cap stocks. And so I think in investment speak, we would say that's the market broadening out. So going forward, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of election uncertainty. Maybe that's an understatement here in the next few months. But I think once we get beyond that, tax policy is more clear, interest rates come down, there's really an opportunity for that diversification, which Jay alluded to long-term is so important, to actually work in the short run as well. And so I think, you know, that concentration of the market can't go on forever. And we do see that, you know, starting to broaden out as we look into next year.
Thank you so much, guys. Do your retirement investments line up with what you believe? That's the question I really want to leave you with. You can get a moral snapshot and discover what is in your portfolio. Get started today and get a complimentary snapshot of your portfolio. And together, we can find alternatives that will not compromise your values. Tell a friend about this outreach ministry. This is Faith and Retirement, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions. 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.